Good morning, Opera New York. Good morning, Opera New York.
Good morning.
Good morning, Opera New York.
Good morning.
I am Hector Burgos, and it is my absolute joy to serve as your Bishop, United Methodist of Opera New York. Friends, yes. It is so good to see your faces, to hear your voices, to feel your spirits as we gather as United Methodists in Opera New York for our 2024 annual conference session over the next 3 days. You know, holy conferencing is a foundational experience in our Christian journey as United Methodists. By faithfully engaging it, we experience God's love, we grow in our faith, and we share God's love with our siblings in Christ. So I am glad that we're here to do that together. You know, part of me still can't believe a year has passed since we last met. It still feels like yesterday when we were here dancing our hearts to God in a conga line. How many of you looking forward to the conga line? We dance celebrating our togetherness. And another part of me is also mindful of all that has transpired over the past year. We have been through a lot together over the past year. Can you say amen to that? It's been a lot. Tell the person next to you, it's been a lot. Turn to the other side and tell them, it's been a lot. A new season of ministry as you receive a new Episcopal leader and all the transitions that comes with that and the newness that comes with that. And you've been so graceful and so welcoming. A season of discernment as we clarify our missional priorities and begin living into them with a renewed sense of purpose and possibilities. A painful season of disaffiliations as 118 of our congregations and a similar number of clergy decided on a different path due to their beliefs and attitudes towards ministry with and by LGBTQ persons. A challenging season, given the new realities presented to us by extended trends of membership consolidation and the new normal handed to us by COVID and disaffiliations. Friends, not to mention all the craziness happening around the world, natural disasters, war, political and religious extremism, among many other things. This has also been a season of expectation as the General Conference met in Charlotte to discern our next faithful steps in our journey of faith as United Methodists around the world. And above all things, this has been a season of courageous persistence as our disciples, our leaders, and our congregations, many times against all odds, continue to live the gospel joyfully and embody God's love through the personal witness of our more than 100,000 disciples and the ministry of our 670 congregations. So, church, we have been through a lot together over the last year. It's been a lot. So this morning, as we gather, we begin with worship, loving God. We start by remembering who we are in Christ. We begin by offering our lives to God in thanksgiving for all that God has done for us. Today, like the people of God in the Bible, We built an Ebenezer to remember, to celebrate, and to give thanks to God for His faithfulness, for His constant provision, for God's healing grace, which has sustained us through it all. United Methodist of Upper New York, God has been good to us. God has been good to us. Church, God has been so good to us. Hallelujah. Hey, and if you feel that God has been good in your life, that God has been faithful in with your community, that God has been faithful to God's promises, just don't sit there. Get up. Get up for a moment. Get up and lift your hearts and voices and praise to God. Get up and raise your hands and sing a song of thanksgiving. Thank God for Jesus Christ, our hope. Thank God for your siblings in Christ. They embody God's promise that we will never be alone. Thank God for the constant flow of provision, because whether we realize it or not, we've always had what is sufficient to fully live into God's vision. Thank God for God's mercy. When we have been wrong or fallen short, God has forgiven us and offered us new opportunities, church. Thank God that when injustice hit us, God's justice prevailed. Thank God for Christ's healing balm when we have been broken and discouraged. Christ has tended to our wounds and lifted and restored us. Church, we stand in this place, in this holy moment, because and only because God is good and faithful always. Amen? Amen? So let's shout and sing our hallelujahs to God. Let's proclaim boldly God's love, God's mercy and justice as we sing together hallelujah. Let's sing to the Lord hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
bring to your memory that place of thanksgiving in your heart and offer it to God in praise. Offer your thanksgiving to God in praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, we give it all back to you in praise. God, listen to your people.
Hallelujah.
Praising your name. Hallelujah. Let's give God a big hand. God is good. And all the time, you may be seated. The theme for this year's annual conference is forward, claiming God's future with joy and hope. You know, but more than a theme, this is an invitation from God to enter into a new season together as United Methodists in Upper New York, a season marked with abundant joy and hope. Friends, joy understood not as the absence of difficulties, but as the peace that fills us when we are reassured by the Holy Spirit of God's love, of God's guidance and provisions in our lives. Hope that is not based on the circumstances that might be surrounding us, but that finds its beginning and its end in the reality that nothing in this world, in this life, can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Amen? So as we reflect on God's invitation for this season, let me clarify something very important. God is not inviting us to move on. Let me say that again. God is not inviting us to move on, as many times we do, or some people are suggesting, let's just move on. Friends, God is inviting us to move forward. You see, when people or organizations decide to move on, they take a different path. They tend to other matters, often leaving behind hopes, aspirations, people's relationships. That's not what God is inviting us to do. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Philippi, told them, I don't think I've reached it, but I do this one thing. I forget about the things behind me, and I reach out for the things ahead of me. The goal I pursue is the prize of God's upward call in Christ Jesus. You see, this season, God is inviting us as followers of Christ and as United Methodists here in Upper New York and worldwide for that matter, not to move on, but to move forward. Hallelujah. God is inviting us to recalibrate our hearts again to Christ, to recommit to one another as those called to journey together, to put aside everything that might be harmful, to forsake anything that might distract us, and to take the next faithful steps into God's vision for our lives and our ministries as United Methodists. You see, we meet as an annual conference just after a few weeks of the postponed 2020 General Conference, which was marked by pivotal decisions that will shape our ministry and as United Methodists for generations to come. And because the invitation is not to move on, But to move forward, I feel that we must address the elephant in the room. You know, among many other things, the General Conference this year removed the restrictive language inserted 52 years ago in our Book of Discipline against LGBTQ persons. The General Conference also reaffirmed our trust in clergy and congregations to discern how to do ministry with grace. The General Conference also prayerfully discerned, friends, that it is time for United Methodists to move forward. That it is time for United Methodists to move away from harmful and distracting disagreements and divisions and towards missional unity that is Christ-centered and that is focused on our essentials. The General Conference, has decided that it's time to create space so that all of God's children can experience the healing love of Christ and live to their full God-given potential. The General Conference also discerned that it's time for United Methodists to move towards a more excellent way of loving God and one another. In this new season, guided by the Holy Spirit, United Methodists are moving forward as a diverse worldwide Christian community that welcomes people from all walks of life. Friends, we are saying that we're moving forward as a big tent, big table denomination with varying views from conservatives to progressive and in everything that is in between. We are moving forward proclaiming our faith and hope are solidly grounded in Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we are moving forward with saying that our shared mission and faith journey is anchored in Scripture and is guided by our distinctive Wesleyan heritage, our articles of faith, our doctrinal standards, our theological tasks, our social principles, our general rules, and our polity. Friends, we are moving forward desiring to see all persons grow to their God-given potential. Can I hear an amen? We are moving forward, striving to be good stewards of God's creation. And although we may not always agree on specific issues, we are moving forward united in our love of Christ and in our desire to live the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with as many people as possible, and embodying God's love with our neighbors in all places to concrete acts of love, mercy, and justice. We are moving forward not as progressives, not as conservatives, not as moderates. We are moving forward as one diverse body, all beloved children of God, all called to be light and salt in the world, all needed to make God's reign a reality. We're moving forward, claiming God's future with joy and hope. Can I hear an amen? Church, we are pressing towards Christ's upward calling. Can I hear an amen? Amen? So the question is, how do we take the next faithful steps to claim God's future in this new season? I believe that John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, inspired by the Holy Spirit, provided us with a framework that more than ever can help us as we seek to love God and our neighbors the way Christ loves us. The three general rules. You know, these are three simple principles that if we engage and we apply them with humility to these crucial moments that we're living in our journey as United Methodists, they will help us stay focused on Christ's calling. Upper New York, let's move forward claiming God's future with joy and hope, recommitting ourselves to doing no harm. Amen? Amen. You didn't sound too convinced. Let's move forward recommitting ourselves to doing no harm. Amen. Friend, we must stop questioning each other about the validity of our relationship and our experience with Christ. We must stop expecting all disciples to believe and think exactly like us on matters that are not essential. We must stop seeing fellow disciples who think or believe different from us as our enemies or less than us. We must stop assuming the worst of fellow disciples who think or believe different from us. We must stop using harmful language to refer to our fellow disciples who think or believe different than we do, or to share our opinions or our beliefs and faith. Friends, we need to stop. We need to stop pushing people out. We need to stop pushing people out just because people believe or think different from us. And as we do that, friends, we continue dividing and weakening our fellowship, our witness, and our ministry. Friends, we must stop these practices because they do harm. United Methodists of Upper New York, let's move forward claiming God's future with joy and hope, recommitting ourselves to doing good. Amen? Amen? Honoring each other's encounter and relationship with Christ as sacred. Acknowledging that we are all still a work in progress on our journey to sanctification. Protecting our unity in Christ as something not that we achieve ourselves, but that it is a gift that is being received from the Spirit to all who call on the name of Jesus. Let's move forward living our faith in humility, remembering that we are who we are and we do what we do only by the grace of God. Gracefully assuming the best of intentions of each other. Trusting that we are all striving to be faithful to God. Desiring the best for our siblings in Christ. Blessing them in prayer with our words and most important with our actions. Speaking our truth in love. Intentionally sharing our beliefs and opinions gracefully and using life-giving words to edify each other. Can we commit to that? Friends, let's move forward celebrating our theological diversity as a gift from God and making room in our hearts for all people, especially those who believe or think different. All really needs to mean all. I'm going to say that again. All really needs to mean all. Yeah. And what if we move forward gracefully holding each other accountable when we do not live to this higher standard? Let's move forward claiming God's future with joy and hope, recommitting ourselves together to constantly grow in our knowledge, our experiences, and our outward expressions of the love of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. You see, that should have been the loudest amen. Let's move forward, recommitting ourselves to grow together in our knowledge, our experiences, and outward expressions of the love of Jesus Christ. Amen, church? Amen. You see, we can only stop the harm, we can only do good to one another and to the world if we put Christ front and center in our individual and our communal lives together. If we prioritize our relationship with God first and as crucial to building healthy relationships with one another. Friends, if our sole goal, like Paul, is to know Christ, to be like Christ, and to share Christ with all, this goal needs to absorb all of our energies. This mindset, change in mindset and in heart, it's only possible by God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. Hearts at war with one another can't live into this invitation. We need to fervently pray to God to grant us hearts of peace so that we can move forward and claim and embrace God's future with joy. I don't know about you, but like Paul, this morning I humbly acknowledge that I have not yet reached the finish line and that there is much race to run. And knowing that God promises a future with joy and hope, this morning I leave behind the things of the past. Because while the past is a good place to learn from, it is a horrible place to live. I will not use the past as a barrier to the future. I will not use the past as an excuse to drop out. I will not use the past to avoid healthy accountability. I'm leaving behind the ugliness of the past season and opening my heart to the possibilities ahead, knowing healing will find me in the journey. I'm clear of the goal I pursue: to love God and to love my neighbor as Jesus loves me. Or as we say in Upper New York, I am moving forward, pursuing with joy and hope God's invitation to live the gospel and embody Christ's love with my neighbors. I'm going to end this reflection reading lyrics of the song Imagine the People of God. A song very familiar to all of us. It was written to celebrate the creation of the Upper New York Conference in 2010. Friends, may these words prophesied over this conference many years ago reconnect us to God's vision and provide a clear picture of the future God is inviting us to claim in joy and hope. May they inspire and energize us for the journey ahead. So listen with open hearts, and I invite our musicians to come close to the stage. Take a deep breath. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring you into a state of imagination. You see, the Holy Spirit can help us imagine new things, better things, greater things in Christ. So as you hear these words, allow the Spirit to expand the possibilities. Expand the possibilities. Expand and increase your joy. Expand and increase your hope for this new season. Imagine. Imagine the people of God believing, receiving, becoming God's love. Imagine. Imagine the people of God caring, sharing God's love in the world. Seeking the way of Jesus Christ. Trusting the courage to change. Being God's love with our neighbors and friends. Imagine, just imagine the people of God growing, becoming community, trusting in God's abundant grace, speaking the truth in love, nourished in the Spirit's power. Oh, imagine, just imagine the people of God believing, receiving, becoming God's love. Friends, we are God's people. United Methodists of Upper New York, we are moving forward. United Methodists of Upper New York, we are moving forward. Are you hearing this? United Methodists, we are moving forward. We are claiming God's future with joy and hope. We are going to love. We are going to serve. We are going to care. We are going to transform the world with Christ's healing love together. So would you join me in this journey of faith, in this new season, that God is inviting us to a higher standard, to a more excellent way of being and doing the ministry of God. So if your answer is yes, what if you stand for a moment? If your answer to God's invitation this morning is yes, God, I am moving forward with you. I am trusting you into the future. It might not all be clear. There might still be questions that need answers, but I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward remembering where you've been. Remembering what you've done. For me, for those that I love, and for the ones we serve. We move forward, God, because we remember that you are faithful. That all that we've needed, you have provided. And that we can journey forward, trusting that you go with us. God is a God of promises. And God fulfills God's promises. Here this morning, United Methodists of Upper New York, we are not moving forward alone. God is journeying with us. Hallelujah. And we have one another to journey together. So let's get up on this journey and move forward, all to the glory of God. Amen.